The governor fulfilled the state's constitutional deadline to release his budget to the public, but just barely, opting for an evening unveiling of the $152 billion spending plan. Cuomo's proposal includes $1 billion more for schools and the extension of an additional tax on New York's highest income earners, known as the millionaire's tax, in order, he says, to pay for education spending and close a budget gap. Cuomo says to end it now would be devastating.
We have a $3.5 billion deficit. Frankly, we don't have the resources to lose the millionaire's revenue now and have this state function the way it should.
The governor also laid out some of the details of a plan to offer free tuition at public colleges to families making $125,000 a year or less. He says it would help address a growing middle-class anger that's been playing out in the recent presidential election.
The anger is hopelessness. That's what it is. It's hopelessness. It's, I've been stagnant in my life for 20 years. I'm making $80,000. That was supposed to be a lot of money. Everything has gone up. And now my kid can't go to college.
Some state lawmakers received separate briefings at the mansion earlier in the day. Senate Republican Majority Leader John Flanagan says he likes the extra school aid spending, but his GOP conference is not on board with extending the millionaire's tax, though he's not completely ruling it out.
I think it's too early in the game for me to just say this is a deal breaker on this subject or anything else, frankly.
Flanagan says he still has concerns about the governor's plan to offer free tuition, saying he's concerned that it would not be offered for private colleges as well.
I said to you, hey, you want free tuition? I'm like, yeah, okay, I want free tuition. Who doesn't? But if it means that we're going to lose 10,000 jobs because companies are closing, then what's the point?
The Senate leader does like a proposal for middle-class tax cuts for New Yorkers making up to $300,000 a year. Cuomo's relationship with the legislature has been tense recently, and several senators skipped the briefing. One senator, Tom Croce, said he didn't attend because he disagrees with the governor's decision to tell lawmakers about the budget before informing the public about how taxpayers' money would be spent. The senators were not given a total number for the governor's spending plan, and they received no written documents or bills to read. Susan Lerner with Common Cause says the budget rollout lacked transparency.
We're very concerned that the process is going backwards. It's being arranged in a backwards way. First, let's have the book and an explanation of the book. Let everybody dig into the details.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie and Assembly Democrats were to get their own budget briefing, but debate in the chamber went late and they opted to skip the mansion visit. Hastie, speaking earlier in the day, downplayed any controversy, saying he's not concerned with the way the budget is presented, saying what matters is the substance contained in the spending plan.
What's in it is really what matters to us, and that's what we really want to get down to business. That's why our constituents sent us here.
The budget, as presented, is basically in balance, but Cuomo concedes that if the Republican Congress repeals Obamacare and its related Medicaid subsidies, then the budget plan could have a multi-billion dollar hole, and he says there's no contingency plan. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.